Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. What a wonderful day it is to say I love you. What a joy it is to be in the house of God this morning. And when you think about it, this is the online service, but it is also the house of God, because this is where we come to encourage one another, and that's what the house of God is supposed to do. But our Old Testament reading this morning is in Psalm 22. Now, Psalm 22 is really sort of like a prophecy for Jesus hanging on the cross. Now, we won't read much of Psalm 22, but the very first verse in Psalm 22 is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And why do you remain so distant? And why do you ignore my cries for help? Well, if you read the all part of that chapter and you get up to verse 24 is where I want to start. I know it says on the bulletin is starting at verse 25, but I want to start at verse 24. New Living Translation. For he has not ignored the suffering of the needy. He has not turned and walked away. He has listened to their cries for help. And in verse 25, I will praise you among all people. I will fulfill my vows in the presence of those who worship you. The poor will eat and be satisfied, and all who seek the Lord will praise him. Their hearts will rejoice with everlasting joy. The whole earth will acknowledge the Lord and return to him. People from every nation will bow down before him. For the Lord is king. He rules all nations. Let the rich of the earth feast and worship. Let all mortals, those born to die, bow down in his presence. Future generations will serve him. Our children will hear about the wonders of the Lord, and his righteous acts will be told to those of the unborn. Isn't that cool? And they will hear about everything that he has done. What a joy it is, and ask for the blessings of reading and hearing and the understanding of Psalm 22, verses 25 through the end of the chapter. But I want to focus on verse 24 for a moment. You know, we are all suffering in this world from something. It's just the way it is. It's just life. But I think the worst kind of suffering is that we experience it alone. When you suffer alone, it is really tough. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, it says, two are better than one. Read that over there too, and you'll be blessed. But when we suffer with another person who is sympathetic to our problem, the suffering is easier to bear. And throughout history, God has sympathized with the suffering people. He hears our cries. How would your life and outlook be different if you became convinced that God never fails to respond to your pain? Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day. Just wanted to give you not only the Old Testament reading, but a little commentary, little encouragement for the days and the time that we live in. I hope and pray you have a wonderful day. God bless.